This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Mexico's war on drugs is taking a heavy toll on police officers there. In the latest attack, a gunman burst into a restaurant and shot dead a police chief and his bodyguard. One of the city's hardest hit by the explosion of drug violence is Juarez, which sits just across the border from El Paso, Texas. Several hundred people have been killed there since the beginning of the year, including at least 18 police officers. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that cops say they don't have the resources they need to deal with the situation.
At the Aldama Police Station in Juarez, there are three working police cars in the parking lot. Next door, in the repair yard, there's a line of some three dozen cruisers waiting to be fixed.
All the ones you're looking right here, they don't work. For they have flat tires, water pumps, the lights don't work. You mention it, they have it.
This 15-year veteran of the force says police cars get pulled out of service for something as minor as a broken headlight. There are no spare parts to fix it, and the car can sit in the repair lot for weeks on end. Back inside the police station, he says the lack of functioning cruisers means many areas of the city have no police patrols. He pulls out a map of his district of Juarez, showing the 20 different sectors where officers are supposed to be assigned on this day.
If you can see the map, right here, there's no police car. Right here's no police car. Right here's no police car. Right here's no police. No police. No police. No police. No police. No police. There's supposed to be 20, and we're covering 10.
This lieutenant doesn't want to be identified by name for several reasons. First, he's not authorized to talk to the press. Second, he's terrified that drug cartel members are trying to kill him. And third, he says he and other officers are often forced to break the law for their own protection. Earlier this year, one of Mexico's most powerful drug cartels posted a hit list threatening to kill 22 Juarez police officers. So far this year, 18 officers, some who were on the list, some who weren't, have been assassinated. The killers left notes on some of the bodies, accusing the officers of having ties to rival drug gangs. Off-duty officers used to be allowed to carry their service revolvers home, but the federal police, who've been sent into Juarez to fight the drug cartels, ordered that practice stopped. The lieutenant says officers are forced to bend this rule to protect themselves. For him, the scariest part of his day is driving to and from work, and he says he never stops at red lights.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I really ain't going to stop. I'm afraid for my life. I'm not going to stop. If I obey the red light, if I obey the stop sign, I'm going to get shot. That's what's going to happen, because most of the shooting from the police officers, when you stop at a red light, you stop. Then they come, two cars come beside you, one blocks you, and the other one pulls out a gun and starts shooting. That's what happens.
He says the Juarez Police Department doesn't have the resources it needs to patrol the streets, never mind to take on the heavily armed, well-financed drug cartels. For instance, he bought his own flak jacket. If his cruiser gets a flat, he says, he pays to have it fixed. And his salary only equals about $800 a month. Despite this, being an officer is a reasonably good job in a place where employment can be scarce, and he adds that you get health and pension benefits. Last year, Juarez set a record for homicides, tallying 316 in 2007. This year, in less than 6 months, there have been more than 500 killings, making 2008 the deadliest year in the city's history. Jaime Torres Valadez, the spokesman for the Juarez police, agrees that the department doesn't have what it needs to deal with the current situation.
Hacen falta patrullas, que hacen falta policías.
We lack patrol cars, he says. We lack officers. We lack bulletproof jackets. We lack guns. Unfortunately, over the years, the police department has been forgotten by the government. Since the death threats by the drug cartels and the killings of so many officers, many others have quit. On top of this, the rank and file are upset over a new schedule that requires them to work 12-hour shifts instead of 8. The officers were supposed to get a 35% bonus for the longer days. For some reason, the extra pay has never materialized. But the mayor of Juarez, Jose Reyes Feriz, says the real problem in the police department right now is corruption. He's issuing lie detector and psychological tests to the entire force.
There are police officers that are not faithful to their calling as police officers and that they're acting for organized crime in Juarez, and we know that. We don't know how many there are. We don't know who they are, but we know they're there, and we're trying to identify them.
Mayor Reyes says any officer who fails the test will be laid off.
We're probably going to fire a large percentage of the police force.
He says creating a police force that the public can trust is one of the most pressing issues facing his city. The mayor says Juarez is working to train 1,000 new recruits to hit the streets of Mexico's deadliest city by the end of the year. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.